struggle with being truly thankful today? Elizabeth Elliot says, "I'm one who is having to learn this lesson of gratitude." I think we can all relate to what Elizabeth is saying. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of author and teacher Elizabeth Elliot.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking this week about stories of grace. We've been dwelling on the subject of grace, and I have some wonderful stories to read of the grace of God, the evidence of the marvelous, infinite, matchless grace of God in the lives of some of His children who listen to this program. The first one is from my friend Anita Baum in Maryland. She says, "As I promised, here is the story in detail of my life, which I can share because of Calvary. It was there at Calvary my Savior saved a wretch like me. I have never received professional counseling nor any other form of counseling except prayer. For me, it is as Jesus said, 'You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.' So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Those verses are both from John 8. "I was the youngest of four children," says Anita. "I have one brother, an older sister, and a twin sister who is 4 minutes older than me. My parents never got along, and arguments, cursing, and fighting were the norm at our house. My mother cheated on my father, and he did likewise. My father referred to my mother as, and I won't tell you what her father said about her mother, but some very uncomplimentary terms. My brother was our babysitter, since my mom was not at home and my father drove a taxi at night." She tells then some of the things that happened when her brother was a babysitter. "At the age of 12, I was sure I was pregnant by my brother. I was afraid to tell anyone, even my mother, for fear that my brother would hurt me. And in my mind, my mother would blame me." Then she goes on to tell of more sexual abuse by other relatives. I know you don't want to hear all these details. It's just a horrifying story, and she's just been very candid. And she told me that I could use her story in any way. So I hope that there's someone out there who perhaps feels that Elizabeth Elliot can't possibly identify with you, and you're probably entirely right. But perhaps Anita's story will help you to see that the things that I am saying are exactly the things that she is also saying, and the things which she found to be her liberation and her joy. She was abused up until she was about 22 years old. Then she had another very sad, bad experience. And she says, "I started attending church, and every once in a while, my boyfriend would come with me to prayer meetings. He and I argued and fought a lot because he was an alcoholic. He asked me to marry him, and so I did. We were not married a year before we began having trouble. We were in debt, and he drank more and more. I began to form a relationship with a girl in a prayer group, confiding in her." Then she tells of how she came to the point of just praying to the Lord and saying, "Please help me. I told God I was weak and useless and not worthy of His Son, Jesus. Slowly but surely, God heard me and answered my prayer. First, God gave me a new job. On that job, I met a woman, Tracy Gaines, who was teaching a Bible study. I was amazed at her peace in Christ and her knowledge of the Scriptures. I told her about my sins. She didn't seem surprised at all. We would spend hours in Scripture. I was learning who Jesus was, how He died for me, and what repentance was. I was learning about the attributes of God, things I had never known. One afternoon, we read from Romans chapter 1. And I want to read to you from Romans chapter 1 now, verses 16 to the end of the chapter. I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. I'll go back to Anita's letter. She tells how she went home to her husband, confessed her sin to him, and asked his forgiveness. We cried together. He said, I forgive you, but you have hurt me deeply. Christ became my all in all and set me free from the bondage of sin and death. My husband came to Christ, as you know, just 1 year ago through the massive stroke that he had. And some of you may remember my telling the story of Anita's husband, who, when he had this stroke, was told by the doctor that he would be nothing but a vegetable if he didn't die within the next few days. And Anita wrote to me to say, well, Elizabeth, my husband is the walkingest, talkingest vegetable you have ever seen. He is indeed walking and talking and perfectly normal mentally. And she says, I thank my God that he is able to do exceedingly, immeasurably more than all that we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Any of you who may be living with this kind of a person or praying for such a person, don't give up hope. God is able to do exceedingly immeasurably more, infinitely more than we ever dare to ask or imagine. And I don't want to leave you just with that terribly depressing description of men's sins in the book of Romans. Let me read to you also from chapter 3, verses 21 to 24. But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. And once again, I want to remind you that heaven is not for good people. If that were the case, there wouldn't be any people in heaven. I just read you this verse. It says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." How can we possibly be justified? Only through the righteousness from God that comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Will you come to Him and put your faith there? You who are burdened with sins, you who feel as though you're pretty good and you're not really much of a sinner because you've never killed anybody, you've never committed adultery, you haven't stolen anything, and so you're really not so bad, you're not any worse than the next guy. Pay attention to what the Bible says here. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and we can be justified by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. He died for us. Thank God for these stories of grace, able to do infinitely more than we ever dare to ask or imagine.
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.